Vets Memorial Hall, too, with Michael Gilfix. You can register for that at gilfix.com. They're fun seminars. Next week, Tuesday. Next week, Thursday. Tuesday, Santa Rosa. Thursday, Palo Alto. I'll stay around afterwards, answer all your personal questions. You'll have a good time. I promise you, you'll enjoy it. See you tomorrow. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, 1 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A plane load full of American Airlines passengers has been detained in Japan after one of those on board showed flu-like symptoms. As testing for that one passenger goes on, so does quarantine for the rest. Here live is ABC's Alex Stone.
Sherry, it was an American Airlines flight from L.A. to Tokyo. One person on board may have had flu-like symptoms, and now...
Two of our flight attendants, and I believe the number is 35 passengers, have been detained by the Japanese authorities.
Captain Sam Mayer at the Pilots Union says they're being held at a hotel near Tokyo's airport while tests are done.
This kind of detention is something I wasn't expecting.
American tells us authorities promise to release everyone if tests come back negative. Sherry.
ABC's Alex Stone live. With 286 swine flu cases in 36 states here, the government says the H1N1 virus is spreading.
Experts at the Centers for Disease Control now expect the H1N1 flu will soon reach every state. They say the virus knows no borders. But the good news, according to Dr. Richard Besser, is that the virus is still mild and not turning more deadly.
ABC's Vic Ratner in Washington. We've also just learned that Mexico has extended the shutdown of its schools until at least May 11th due to the outbreak. President Obama today asked Congress to support a new plan aimed at eliminating offshore tax havens.
It's a tax code full of corporate loopholes that makes it perfectly legal for companies to avoid paying their fair share.
But a lot of business owners say the new rules would force them to pay taxes twice, once here and once overseas. John Earnhardt is a spokesman for Cisco Systems.
If rules are changed on tax deferral in we are taxed in the U.S. on non-U.S. profit, the significant additional U.S. tax costs would adversely impact our ability to invest and grow our business in the United States.
Investigators in California are searching for a three-year-old boy kidnapped by two gunmen who broke into his family's home and tied up his mother and four siblings. A sheriff's lieutenant says, "I don't think we can impress enough how rare a kidnapping like this is." You're listening to ABC News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Dome Light.
Yes, I can see everything quite clearly from up here.
A voice from above? Oh, it's my courtesy light.
I'm a dome light. Dome light.
Right, dome light. Well, I'm headed for the Ford dealer for service.
I knew that. I see all.
Well, you should see the special service offers at the Ford dealer.
The what?
Yeah, cash back on name brand tires.
Cash back? I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, sure. And money-saving rebates on brakes, batteries.
Money-saving rebates?
Hey, you want to keep your car running as well as it can?
Well, of course.
Well, your Ford dealer helps you do that. Affordably.
Affordably, yes. I knew you were going to say that.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package. Motorcraft Synthetic Blend Oil Change, Tire Rotation, Multi-Point Inspection, and more. $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate.
I had no idea service at the Ford dealer was such a great value.
Well, where have you been? Stuck to the ceiling of a car or something?
Actually.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating dealership for rebate details through 6:30:09.
The med student accused of being the so-called Craigslist killer faces more charges.
For the second time, Philip Markoff has been accused of attacking a woman he met online. Attorney General Patrick Lynch says Markoff assaulted a stripper in a Rhode Island hotel.
He will be brought to justice, but it may take some time to bring him formally into a court of law in Rhode Island.
Markoff must first be prosecuted in Massachusetts, where he's accused of murder. We're told Markoff's fingerprints were found at the crime scene in Rhode Island, where he's charged with assault and weapons violations. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Talks are supposed to resume soon between the Boston Globe and its unions. The paper's owner, the New York Times, is threatening to close it if it can't come up with $20 million worth of cuts. Mary White with the Mailers Union believes them.
We want to keep the newspaper open, and we believe the New York Times threat that if we didn't come to some sort of agreement, that we would close.
One of the things that the Mailers Union gave up is a lifetime job guarantee. So far, members of the Newspaper Guild are refusing to budge on that issue. A new book about baseball star Alex Rodriguez hit store shelves today. In it, author Selena Roberts says that Rodriguez started doing steroids in high school, and when she went from bench pressing 100 pounds to 300 pounds in the span of just 6 months.
I talked to the strength and conditioning coach from the Rangers, Fernando Montez, and he said it's impossible to have that kind of leap without an enhancement.
She says she talked to several sources who told her A-Rod started taking performance enhancers while still a teenager. This is ABC News.
That's Jared.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love.
Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhardt. An estimated 8,000 kids now out of classes around the Bay Area thanks to concerns over the H1N1 virus. Four additional school closures in Santa Clara, Marin, Alameda, and Contra Costa counties have brought to 12 the total number of schools closed in the Bay Area. The manager of a Chevron gas station in Mill Valley says an employee with the Marin County Sheriff's Department is the person who bought that Mega Millions lottery ticket from the station last week. It's worth $75 million. The employee is a regular customer of the gas station on Redwood Highway. And a small earthquake that shook the North Coast on Sunday was stronger than originally thought. Scientists have upgraded the Humboldt County quake from 3.8 to 4.2. No one was hurt. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Caltrain delays of 20 to 35 minutes because of an earlier pedestrian accident at the San Antonio station in Mountain View. Trains have been released in both directions. That was a fatal accident. There's something big happening at Nissan. It's the Nissan National Tent Event going on now. Hurry to your Nissan dealer for exceptional offers and financing. Look closer. Nissan delivers. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Cloudy with a chance of showers this afternoon. Wind and rain likely tonight. Cloudy with just a few showers for tomorrow. It's 61 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome once again to the program. Of course, this would have been a perfect story for the Dr. Dean Adell show, and Heather and I talked about it last week, and we rejected it for lack of data. Sudden lesbian syndrome. And Oprah.com and CNN have decided that there is a growing new trend in American sexual relations. Two internet giants have teamed up and decided that increasingly women are leaving men for other women. Problem is, it's because one high-profile movie star, or maybe even two, temporarily dabbled, doth not a trend make. There's no evidence. Sure, it would be an interesting news story, and I would do it if someone offered data on it, but this is just the kind of thing, as you know, and other more serious subjects that I, have deep objections to. How we just believe without thinking. And they do admit in one of the pieces that there's no real statistics to prove the thesis. Nevertheless, you got multiple pages devoted to it. And talk about all the Holly weird stars and suddenly become lesbians. And, of course, that's a misnomer. You know, when you think about it, most people really are not anything. It's bisexuality would be more accurate. And as this piece particular claims here, this is, pure junk. And people proclaiming new trends all the time that just aren't. So, here's a trend we could stand for. Thousands of Kenyan women now are going on a week-long strike. They will withhold sex from their men to protest the bloody chaos that has convulsed this country into bloodshed. Several leaders from Kenya's largest and oldest groups dedicated to women's rights, they will boycott to persuade men to pressure the government to make peace. And, of course, nowhere in the article does it mention the oldest play known in the Western world, Lysistrata, Aristophanes, 400 B.C., where all the women got together and withheld sex to protest the Peloponnesian War. And an old concept, but you got to wonder, could this work? What would men do? Right? Of course, the men are out there fighting, and they're not home getting it anyway, so maybe no effect, but every little bit helps. Paris, true to the reputation as lever-loving gourmets, the French spend more time sleeping, more time eating than anyone else in the world's wealthy nations anyway. Average French person sleeps 9 hours a night. That's an hour longer than the average Japanese who sleep the least. This is an 18-member, this is the OECD organization. And the survey among them, more and more French people grab a bite of fast food, of course. They still spend more than 2 hours a day eating. The average Mexican person spends an hour a day eating, which means they're slamming it down. The Japanese scrimp on sleep. long commutes and working hours, still manage to spend close to 2 hours a day eating and drinking, placing them third behind New Zealand. Japanese do a lot of TV, of course. 47% of leisure time in Japan is television. The Turks spend more than a third of their leisure time entertaining friends, which has got to be a lot healthier for you. Italian men have nearly 80 minutes a day of leisure, more than women. Much additional work of Italian women, of course, is spent evidently cleaning the house, according to OECD. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, this is the second case. You know, you've seen this on TV, maybe. This swoon and fall cases, there's been two of them. When you go up, you get healed by the pastor. I don't know the terminology here. And then you fall back all healed and someone catches you. And I was last year or 6 months ago, there was a case where they didn't catch the person. The person fell and broke some bones and sued. This time, and that person got a $40,000 jury award. The church had a duty to provide an usher to catch a swooning congregant. Well, this lawsuit last week, coming from Portland, involves a congregant who is allegedly acting as a catcher. And this person, they don't say the size of this person, fell back on her, the catcher, and fell and broke her bones, her vertebrae, and the whole deal. So she says the church is negligent and has filed a $125,000 pain and suffering lawsuit. It's almost like suing God, isn't it? It's funny. You're being healed, but you're being hurt, and we won't go there. But let's talk about sin. It's a worthwhile subject. We come back a little later in the program. We're going to talk to you about dancing as sin. You're going to want to hear that one. But geographers here from Kansas State University have mapped the seven deadly sins using geographical data. Now, geographical information systems is a whole big, big-time field where you're overlaying a map, all this statistical data that the digital world gathers. And it's fascinating to geographers to see what's really going on. Let's map lust, calculated using the number of reported STDs per capita. So I'm looking at a map of the United States of lust. And it's funny. It is definitely the South and the South Atlantic coast, starting in like Maryland, and a little pocket on the Texas-Arizona border, and another pocket in, is that really a pocket? There's a pocket in Michigan, a little teeny pot. California, relatively lust-free. But nevertheless, it's not really silly. You learn all kinds of things when you do this. I'd love to get the full report. What I'm available online is only the map of lust, but I'd like to see all the deadly sins. What do you think? Your hometown going to be first? All right, here's some interesting three stories in a row, all linked in a funny way. Here we have a surcharge of $600 that will go into effect the end of this year for everyone in the state employee health system who smokes. This is in Tennessee. They hope the extra surcharge will provide an extra push for smokers to quit, trying to create incentives for healthy living. And yet, you know, I understand what they're trying to do here. I'm just not on board. You know, punishing just the smoker. Want to punish fat people in Tennessee? Isn't Tennessee the fattest state in the union? Want to punish people eating a lot of burgers, right? Want to punish all kinds of bad habits. So it's a slippery slope, this concept of the health criminal. And once again, I wouldn't object if, you got the boss laying a $600 surcharge on you. The boss, the boss has got, an alcoholic liver, and that's kind of okay. We approve of that. And then let's swing to a place in China where officials have issued an ultimatum, smoke or else. Officials in central China have been told to smoke a 250,000 packs of locally made cigarettes annually or risk being fined, right? Gangwon's county government, Hubei province, has ordered staff to pull away through 230,000 packs of Hubei-produced cigarette brands every year. Departments that failed to meet the target will be fined. The regulation will boost the local economy via the cigarette tax, and it goes on and on and on. You got to wonder what a lot of states and the feds would do without the cigarette tax. See, they need smokers. That's the secret part of it. And then a big piece in the L.A. Times on these new e-cigarettes, which will be coming to 7-Elevens in the Dallas-Fort Worth area real soon. And I, you know, I'm not condemning this. This could be a reasonable thing. It is an electronic cigarette, as you know, and it talks about the fella in China who, where 60% of men smoke. He's a pharmacist. And his invention, it doesn't burn at all. It has a little lithium battery that atomizes a liquid solution of nicotine. What you inhale looks like smoke, but it's vapor, similar to stage fog that they use in theatrical productions. It even has a little teeny red light at the tip that lights up with each drag, just like the ember. And it's just nicotine. Now, the problem is that it's not the problem. It's really a fascinating part of the cigarette story to me, is that it ain't the nicotine, right? I can give you nicotine. If you're a smoker and you won't quit, I can give you nicotine gum and patches, et cetera, et cetera. So what is going on? And nicotine, we did a very interesting report last week, in non-smokers will reduce your aggression, essentially the get-back kind of aggression. The study was playing video games where I can give you a loud noise as punishment. And they found nicotine given to non-smokers mellowed them out. You weren't as angry when you lost or had an opportunity to punish your opponent. So nicotine is a drug. Now the question is, will this reduce smoking in people, or they just do it on top of the regular habit? And once again, why, if nicotine is the active? Well, I can tell you part of the question is it's the habit. It's the hand habit. It's the sense of when you smoke. It's the inhalation part. So we'll just have to see. We'll have to see. Well, this is big news. As you know, after we went off the air early end of last week about hydroxycut. No pity here. I just shake my head back and forth how long we Americans are just going to tolerate this kind of stuff. The FDA said it had reports of significant adverse health effects, liver and kidney failures. One person here needed a liver transplant. Hydroxycut brand, you've seen these ads. They don't work, you know that. Widely sold in GNC and Vitamin Shoppe. And promise you to burn energy, burn calories, and burn fat. Nowhere in any of these articles. I'm looking at the New York Times piece. I'm looking at all the papers across the land and all the different ways that this has been done. Not one person mentioned that this stuff doesn't work. I don't get it. The recalls of the most well-known weight loss brands, the latest in a series of incidents, raising the question whether the FDA has adequate authority to regulate dietary supplement industry. Of course not. We know that. The FDA does not have to approve anything ahead of time. And they say the manufacturers are responsible for ensuring and documenting safety. There's a problem. FDA is empowered to act only in cases when it identifies a harmful product already on sale. Now, how is the FDA going to do that? They're not equipped for it. They don't do surveys for it. So you can see why this is just, this whole industry is a loose cannon. And agency of late's been on a campaign to warn consumers about tainted weight loss pills. They put out a list of 70 brands. I read a lot of them to you, containing hidden and potential hazardous drugs, including diuretics, anti-seizure medication. Representatives of the industry, you got to love this, say current regulations were adequate to protect consumers because manufacturers conduct their own safety tests. Bull. Manufacturers do not conduct their own safety tests. Nobody goes to market without testing. Bull. This is not true, the trade groups are saying. He says, neither drug makers or supplement manufacturers can ensure total product safety. Once and out, yes. Yes, but there are some rules in place for drug manufacturers, and there are none for your agency, none whatsoever. Said here, consumers were healthy before taking this product, and then this is how they nailed it down. Vitamin Shoppe and GNC said they're removing the product from their websites and stores, yet they had a reporter go out and buy them all over the place. GNC ensures how GNC ensures the safety of the brands. GNC says, we sell hundreds of third-party products. We rely on the warranties of the companies. So, obviously, they're running for cover. And here, reported to spend $70 on a whole bunch of different kinds of recalled hydroxycut, but it'll be gone. And, of course, the GAO issued a report criticizing federal oversight of dietary supplements. Excuse me, don't nail them. It's Congress who passed the law. All right? So, another one bites the dust. Here's one on baby foods. Some baby food's worse than junk food. You know, this is in England, and some of the names are going to be different. So these are the major manufacturers. You just got to look on the labels. 100 foods for babies and toddlers. They surveyed them. Here's some that had were 29% sugar. Here's 100 grams of this one contained 29 grams of sugar, the same, more than the same weight of chocolate. Here's one with 8 grams of saturated fat per 100 grams. That's equal to McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese. It goes on and on. I like this one. Volunteering increases your lifespan. Another study found that volunteering of U.S. retirees significantly reduced the chances of dying over a four-year period. These were people average age of 78, were asked how you spent time in your last 12 months. And they looked at all kinds of other things associated with death and did not find anything. And they, chronic disease, socioeconomic status, those who volunteered, and this is not working for religious organizations, did a lot better. And we think it improves your sense of self-worth and social connections. Social connections are critical to lifespan. All right, as promised, we're going to talk about dancing. All right, it's prom season. And, you know, every new dance craze that comes along from dirty to clean, everybody screams, the church gets upset. Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Is dancing a genetic, God-given deal? Or is it having more to do with nurture? Genetic? God-given? Or is it this filthy culture we live in? All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, 1-800-548-TALK.
Ma'am, I need you to slow down and tell me exactly what you saw.
Okay, officer. Well, he had these crazy, huge eyes, and they just stared at me.
Uh-huh. About how tall?
About 3 inches high, 6 inches wide. I think he was made of money, and he just stared.
Ma'am, that was the money you could be saving with Geico.
No, it wasn't.
Did you hear this music when you saw him?
Yes!
Have a good day, ma'am.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
A stunning new report from Javelin Research shows identity theft has hit a five-year high, with a record 9.9 million Americans falling victim to this crime last year. In fact, a new identity is stolen every 3 seconds. Now the good news. LifeLock, the leader in identity theft protection, works to stop identity theft before it happens. And what they don't stop, they'll fix at their expense up to $1 million. LifeLock member Paul Fairchild writes, I've dealt with the results of ID theft for more than 3 years and read all about the so-called solutions. Until LifeLock came along, I never thought I would see an answer to this problem. LifeLock can stop this crime. Well, now you can get instant protection by calling LifeLock at 1-800-603-7572. Call right now. You'll also get 30 days absolutely free. Just use the promo code FREEMONTH. That's 1-800-603-7572. 1-800-603-7572. 1-800-603-7572.
Times aren't over. There's a sense that good things are on the way, and Fremont Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, Chairman of Fremont Bank. If you're looking to save on your monthly mortgage payment, we're offering a rate as low as 4.625% APR on our fixed-rate mortgage with no closing cost or points. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our experienced loan officers. They'll process the necessary information to get you started right over the phone. A Fremont Bank mortgage may be your first start in transforming your new outlook. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with a rate as low as 4.625% APR, call 866-341-REFI. Good things are on their way. Be sure to call today.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 4309, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Dr. Dean Adel. His intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. I got a few flu updates for you. I know it won't go away, but it may be going away. Now you hear the backpedaling, right? Heard it here first. There are encouraging signs the new virus is no more dangerous than routine seasonal flu. That's coming from U.S. health officials at the Centers for Disease Control. So far, the virus is not looking more severe than the normal seasonal flu. You know, I've been telling you from the beginning, if you got 800 people a week since January, have been dying of regular seasonal flu, 800 a week, and we've got, you know, how many cases? 100 cases, roughly, in total. So far, kind of so good. Of course, you listen to the media, make it sound like this is the end of the world. Also, what's interesting, the swine flu seems to be hitting young people, and that has precedence. 1918 Spanish flu did the same thing. People over 50 are not being hit by it. Well, it could have to do with people who are younger, more likely to hang out in crowds. There's no real way of knowing, but with a swine flu, younger people have a more robust immune system and creates fluid and inflammatory liquids. So very different kind of a deal. And then last but not least, catching the flu from money. Now this is becoming important. It turns out that flu virus can survive on paper money for 10 days, 2 weeks, if there's a little mucus. And there have been a variety of studies about germs and money. And, of course, this tells you still want to wash your hands all the time. And a plain flu virus on a piece of paper money might last an hour, but mix in some mucus, and that's a little protection and a little food, maybe. Viruses don't eat that way. Actually, they eat when they get in cells, but in mucus, there just might be cells still living. I have to think about that one. And once again, the bottom line here is you wash your hands. All right? What could be simpler? All right, let's talk to Sal. How you doing, Sal? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dean Adel. I was calling about, you teach us being very careful about statistics, and it looks like you just did the same thing. I mean, people that volunteer, they must be in good health to begin with.
Well, they looked at that, but I do appreciate your thinking in those regards. That's very important to think about all the controls. Now, you know, and I read studies like this to you, and they're not that critical because volunteering feels good. I mean, that's the whole point here. And we know that social networks improve retirees' health and also increases their access to other kind of resources and their self-worth. So, you know, they looked at it a little bit, and they looked at their socioeconomic status. They looked at their chronic illness, because if you're chronically ill, as you, I think you're implying, Sal, you know, you're not going to want to run out and volunteer at a church pie sale, right? If you don't feel good yourself. They looked at functional limitations. Maybe these are people wheelchair bound, had trouble getting around, and none of those things influence it. That doesn't mean that, of course, it's proof that one causes the other. But I would say, you know, there are certain issues like this. I don't really need scientific proof. It feels good. That's all. It really feels good to help somebody else. You spend so much of your life, especially when you're younger, you know, getting for yourself and supplying yourself with all the goodies, with the money and the things you think that you want. And the satisfaction that comes with helping others is something that's difficult to quantify. I mean, there's no blood test for it, is there? So I really love, by the way, Sal, I love when people pick up the phone and say these things because it tells me, oh my gosh, you guys are getting it. You're absolutely getting it. And I love the challenges. I wish people would call other talk show hosts and challenge them a little. Unfortunately, you know, they don't all have a Heather working for them, and they're not going to let people come get on the air who want to challenge them because they just want to make it seem like everybody in the world believes the way they do. So the nature of science is about challenge. It's about changing your mind. It's about looking for new evidence. I've likened it 1,000 times to the courtroom. You know, if you're innocent, you would sure hope that new evidence would sway a judge or a jury or get you a new trial. So this is all fair game. It's all fair game. And it's like, you know, here's a spin on it. It's like the secondhand smoking issue. I don't need the health statistics to tell me that you don't have a right to sit in a restaurant and blow smoke in my face. We can sit and argue all day long how bad it is for my health, but there's no argument. It stinks. It's not fair. It's not polite. It's rude. All right? So once again, don't need evidence there either. We're going to talk about dancing. Anybody see, this got a 70 jillion million hits, the dancing cockatoo, the bird, was the bird faking it, or does that bird really have rhythm? And what about your ability to dance? We'll talk about that. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. More than 8,000 Bay Area school kids are not in class today. Fears over the H1N1 flu virus have forced the closure of at least 14 schools in the area. There are now 30 confirmed cases of H1N1 virus in California. Another 130 probable cases are now being tested. Marin County Deputy Sheriff is the likely winner of a Mega Millions lottery ticket bought at a Chevron station in Mill Valley. That ticket is worth about $75 million. Dow Industrials closed the day up 216 points at 8,427. S&P 500 picked up 30 at 907.46. And the NASDAQ up 44 points at 1,764. Lloyd Lindsay Young says cloudy with a chance of showers this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
And now for the bonus round. If Jack and Jill went up the hill, where did Fred go?
Milwaukee.
Correct. If Jane is older than Dan, and Dan is older than Ed, how old am I?
41 on Wednesday?
Correct.
Yes.
How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 2 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Attention migraine sufferers. Do you suffer from migraine or tension headaches? Is the pain unbearable? Do your pills upset your stomach and make you nauseous? Have you ever wished for faster relief? Well, your wish has finally been answered. It's now possible to stop migraine suffering in minutes rather than hours or days. That's right. It's now possible to stop migraine suffering in just minutes with a remarkable breakthrough. It's called Dr. Heisen's Headache System, and it will change your life. Developed by board-certified neurologist Dr. Morton Heisen, it's easy to use and clinically shown to relieve migraine pain without pills, shots, or a prescription. Previously available only to his patients, Dr. Heisen's Headache System is now available directly for the first time. Stop the throbbing, stop the pounding, stop the nausea in just minutes with the revolutionary Heisen Headache System. Real relief is finally here for all migraine and tension headache sufferers.
Call 1-800-811-4024. That's 1-800-811-4024 for real relief in minutes, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 1-800-811-4024. Again, 1-800-811-4024.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson, and in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
What is Bookstock? It's a concert, it's an art show, it's a book signing, and a movie premiere. And it's all at AT&T Park on June the 6th. Enjoy music by Stroke 9, great food, an art show, plus an advanced screening of Noah and Logan Miller's film Touching Home, starring Ed Harris. Your receipt from the purchase of the Miller Brothers book, Either You're In or You're In the Way, will get you two free admissions to the event. Children under 12 are free. Bookstock is June the 6th at AT&T Park. For more information, go to KGORadio.com.
Get the. If you got a computer, you must have seen the dancing cockatoo. Snowball is one of them. Amazing. Amazing. The bird just has rhythm. I watched that over and over to see, is this random? Could this have been done by trickery? Could the bird just be sitting there and have a nervous tick, and then someone found a piece of music that went along with it? And I got to say, it looked flawless to me. And so this has interested researchers. Absolutely interested researchers. And the bird, a sulfur-crested Eleonora, bobs his head, steps to, lifts his leg, does the whole deal. Well, they looked at hundreds of other birds. This was a PhD in psychology thesis at Harvard University, and the birds' movements were lined up with the musical beat more than chance. They found strong evidence that they were synchronizing with the beat, something that had not been seen before in other species. And they looked at other, they looked at dogs, they looked at cats, they looked at every kind of animal that, on the internet at least, purported to be able to dance. She studied the video frame by frame, comparing the speed of the music, the movement of the animal. Suspect videos where the music appeared to have been added afterwards were ignored, as were videos where the animal could have been following movements off screen. 1,000 videos they found. 14 species of parrot and 1 species of elephant can move in time to the music. Chimps, dogs, and cats appear to have no sense of rhythm, and some of your boyfriends. For a long time, people thought the ability to move to the beat was unique to human beings. It's not. They've shown that the music speeds up or slows down, that the bird adjusts to the tempo of the dancing and stays synchronized to the beat. The team played pop music to an African gray parrot named Alex, whose intelligence has been compared to that of a 5-year-old kid. Again, they found the bird was able to keep the beat. They believe the parrot's sense of rhythm is closely linked to their ability to mimic songs. And other mimics in the natural world are going to be investigated next. You know, seals, dolphins, and other songbirds. So there you are. We got that one settled. All right, Mia, this is Dr. Dale. Welcome to the program, Mia.
Hi, Dr. Dale. My question is about borderline personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if you can just give me some thoughts about some ways that might be appropriate to both be supportive and to relate to someone with these symptoms.
Wow. Do you have someone in your life who has borderline personality?
Yes.
It's extremely difficult. This is one of those difficult syndromes to quantify and to be objective about. In general, we think that people with borderline personality disorders have problem regulating emotion. I think that's the fundamental thing that we think is going on. The instability in mood is part and parcel of it. Relationships, of course, are difficult. Behavior and all kinds of aspects of life, from family and work, it's all over the place. And it's extremely hard to deal with these folks and to know how to act and how to be. You know, someone who's bipolar, you know, they swing, you know, one swing can be days or weeks. People with borderline personality, they'll go through, you know, anger and depression cycles in hours, in a day. They can be impulsive. They get involved with, you know, drug abuse. They're constantly changing, you know, friendships and jobs. Their self-esteem is horrible. And there's a lot of, by the way, argument about how best to treat them. And there are some talk therapy, group therapy techniques that have come to the fore, because when you go after them with drugs, okay, so you're seeing them and they're off in your office and they seem depressed, but they leave your office and all of a sudden they're anxious, or all of a sudden their moods are totally unstable. Do you give them lithium? Do you give them sedatives? Do you give them antidepressants? And it is very, very difficult. And so I wish I could give you a simple answer, except to think anytime you're dealing with a person with this disorder and you're like walking on eggs, and if it's a loved one, you're kind of, you know, you're kind of stuck, and hopefully they're getting professional help, because, you know, you got to be, they're so sensitive. You know, you say something, they'll take anything, you know, totally. They'll get angry at you for something you mean really in a neutral way. So you're thinking, think of the person as this emotionally labile, mood labile. And so think if what you're going to say is going to set them off. So anything that has a tinge of criticism in it is going to be treated with difficulty. And I wouldn't know where to begin how to answer your question in a generic fashion. In other words, if I were your therapist, or the therapist in a case like this, they would have a lot more insight. But it's difficult. It's hard to be friends with this person. They can turn on you immediately. They'll hate you 1 minute. They'll love you the next minute. And you can see with the term borderline, there's a lot of argument about what it is. I mean, there's a lot of thought and a lot of investigation in neurotransmitter disruption, which kind of makes sense. You know, you've got, you know, neurotransmitters that are, instead of, you know, evenly changing and slowly changing based on enzymes and reuptakes, is one thing versus a sudden shifts in these folks, you know? So it's a confusing question, Mia. What can I tell you? And I would seek help and go with the person to see their therapist and bring this up so everybody knows we're on the same page. Tom, this is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Dell.
Yes, sir.
First, I have a hypothesis of why parrots and higher mammals dance to music. It's they listen to their heartbeats, you know, parrots in the shell and higher mammals, you know, in utero, listening to their mother's heartbeat. And that's what the inspiration comes from, ultimately. But also, I wanted to say, I have heart troubles, and I was in the grocery store a few days ago, and I took my blood pressure on the free machine there. They have a sweet combined drugstore, grocery store. And I couldn't get a reading after three tries. Apparently, the machine just thought I was dead and just you know, shut down.
And you were not dead. You're sure of that.
Yeah, it was a good place to be if I was dying. There's so many people around. But I've talked to my cardiologist, and he said I had a lot of PVCs, you know, premature ventricular contractions and some fibrillations. But he said it wasn't bad enough for a pacemaker or defibrillator. The only way I think it could be any worse would be, you know, if I was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really an option that I want to go with.
You know, now please, not on this program. We haven't had that happen yet. We don't need it. You know, when you have a lot of PVCs and erratic beats, sometimes it throws a blood pressure machine off because at the moment it's trying to record all these beats, it can't pick it up, and that's how it registers blood pressure, by the sound of the beat. So the way it works is it crushes the artery closed, so there's no blood going to your arm, and then opens it a little teeny bit, and when it first senses it, the first spurts of blood are just spurting through the compression. It picks that up, and then when those sound disappears, it figures the artery is completely open. So it's trying to pick that sound up, and if all of a sudden you miss a beat and it thinks it picked up the sound, but then it expects the next one to happen, and it isn't going to happen. And they are frequently... there used to be one where I used to do a lot of television, what we call stand-ups in the trade, where you see the reporter on camera in the middle of the tape story. And they used to have one there, and I'd always check it out, see how I felt before starting my day, you know, doing these television stand-ups in a drugstore. And then when I was done, the machine was frequently off. They're very sensitive. You got to be relaxed. You can't have the shirt sleeve on. And I would say if blood pressure is an issue for you, you know, get yourself a machine at home. Which may, depending on the type, may have similar difficulties. Certainly, your blood pressure can go pretty low and you are fine. I mean, you can have I see people walking around with, you know, 80 over 50 and they're doing okay. The blood is getting through their arteries just fine. So I'm not worried about you. Your cardiologist isn't worried about you. But if blood pressure, as I said, is an issue, go buy one and keep track of it and get a sense of it. So you'll know, you know, when you're dead. No, you won't know you're dead because you won't be able to take your blood pressure. But either way, you'll have a sense if your cardiologist thinks high blood pressure is an issue. But yeah, a lot of beats can also throw them off. Maybe ectopic beats like you have. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Don't get eaten alive by credit card debt or collection agencies. If you have credit card debt totaling $7,500, $15,000, or even $50,000 or more, you need to stop the financial bleeding. Call the Debt Group now. The Debt Group doesn't work for the credit card companies. The Debt Group works for you by using a national network of attorneys who can negotiate your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Only an attorney can stop those harassing collection calls. Having one of the Debt Group network of attorneys in your corner can eliminate your credit card bills, medical bills, and eliminate your personal loans by customizing a program to consolidate your debts into one affordable monthly payment. Avoid bankruptcy now and call the Debt Group to see what we can do for you. On average, we can save you almost $450 per month. Now that's worth a call. Call 888-651-1824. 888-651-1824. That's 888-651-1824. Savings based on first quarter 2007 results.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show on how record unemployment has increased work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in, claiming they can make hundreds a day? You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome55.com. And it's their integrity that has made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome55.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome55.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home, and IncomeAtHome55.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Go to IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's IncomeAtHome55.com.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811. Call 888-210-8811. That's
888-210-8811. Everybody, welcome to the program. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's talk to Jim. How you doing, Jim?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, am I on?
You are on. Go right ahead.
Oh, great. Thanks, Dr. Dean.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about chronic Lyme disease? Whether it's is it real or is it a fad? There seems to be more politics involved with it than there is real, you know, medicine or research.
Yes, as is often the case, and not to get people mad, but there is doubt about the validity of the syndrome. And it's kind of difficult when you think about it. You're talking about a chronic form of a disease that indeed is real. And we see, you know, we've seen stuff like this in the past. Let's talk about the range. The range from a lot of medical professionals that don't think there is a chronic Lyme syndrome, we used to think so, but, you know, when you get really sick and stuff happens, you tend to believe it's associated, and you can have associations with things that are not even disease-forming. What's an example here? Like breast implants. Remember breast implant disease? Well, the media told women you should have aches and pains and feel bad and have little fevers and ache and all this kind of stuff, and so pretty soon people believe it. It's a form of what we call mass sociogenic illness, or the nocebo effect. So there is a large school of thought. Then there are advocates. They tend to be very vocal, tend to be very political, and I'm meaning in general, not just with chronic Lyme. And you see a lot of diseases that don't exist. We know they don't exist, but people insist that they do. And they know how to use the media. They know how to get publicity. And indeed, they're not doing themselves or others a service. So I can't completely answer your question. My tendency today is to kind of doubt that there's a chronic form, but I'm open and willing to accept, you know, evidence that there is. And if it's a chronic form, it doesn't seem to be helped by massive antibiotics. We don't think the organism is still alive. It certainly wouldn't be the first time that the immune system's been capable of causing problems. But we don't see a huge uptick in the amount of antibodies in the blood and so forth that we would see for diseases that are caused by that. So you kind of have the sense yourself from this, and You know, I'm having that same feeling, and my if I were taking a test today and I had to fill out the box and check one or the other, you know, I would guess that these folks are are okay and just need some encouragement, and that there isn't a chronic form of Lyme disease, but there sure is an acute form. So we'll go from there. All right, let's talk to Ed. Ed and Hollister, how you doing, Ed?
I'm not too good, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call. Last night I went out to eat some pizza. I came home, and this morning I woke up with flu-like syndromes. I get my flu shot regularly. I got it in November. The reason I was calling is because I got a 10-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I just want some advice as far as I follow your advice to the T, but with them, I'm kind of worried, you know, of how I should, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, first of all, we don't know what you have. If you take in a general year and you ask 100 people who have, quote, caught the flu and you test them, only 40% of them have the flu. I would say to you that almost every virus, I mean, most viruses, let's be more accurate, begin with similar symptoms. You get the massive aches and sore throat and your eyeballs are sore and you have that overall achy feeling, fever. You have a fever, by the way, if you're taking your temperature?
No, sir, I haven't, but I feel like I do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, take it. That would be important because you got to have a fever to be diagnosed with the flu. So, A, it's hard to say whether you have the flu or not. B, I'm not sure what you can do, except I would be sensible about the kids. I wouldn't cough or sneeze on them. It is, you know, we aren't recommending everybody who gets the symptoms goes to their emergency room. We do recommend you always call your doctor because you may have something else going on. If you have any other underlying conditions, heart disease, lung disease, immune system difficulties, et cetera, you should go to the emergency room. If your children were to get this, of course, if you look at the current numbers, they'll be fine. I mean, the CDC announcing, you know, today they think this may be even more mild than the regular flu. So I would ask you, what would you do if you never heard of swine flu? And that probably would be the sensible thing to do. And we don't have specific answers unless something happens untoward where you find this is worse than you would have expected, where you become immobilized or, you know, I don't know what your resources are like. So I know it sounds, you go out and buy a mask and take a shot at it, but if you do, you're going to have to wear it 100% of the time. And be careful, once again, sneezing. I would wash your hands scrupulously. Be careful touching the kids. If you have some help around the house, sounds like you're sick enough, friend. You need some help. So if you got the kids alone, and I don't know your personal situation. So we're not saying everybody who catches it should go to see their doctor, but I would call your doctor because in your area there may be an outbreak you don't know about, that swine flu. We want to know every case that happens for now, at least so we can monitor it, not to scare you, but we need the monitoring ability. So it's going to be different in every area. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control by settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe. You need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar and then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection costs. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-218-0535. That's 1-888-218-0535. Call 1-888-218-0535. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Times aren't over. There's a sense that good things are on the way, and Fremont Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank. If you're looking to save on your monthly mortgage payment, we're offering a rate as low as 4.625% APR on our fixed-rate mortgage with no closing cost or points. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our experienced loan officers. They'll process the necessary information to get you started right over the phone. A Fremont Bank mortgage may be your first start in transforming your new outlook. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with a rate as low as 4.625% APR, call 866-341-REFI. Good things are on their way. Be sure to call today.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 4309, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Dr. Gina Dell here. Let's talk to Todd. How you doing, Todd?
Yeah, doctor. Afternoon. I'm 59 years old. I'm a carpenter, and my lower back has been getting worse and worse over the last 5 years. I'm just wondering about these inversion tables, and do they help much?
Yeah, I haven't been impressed by the research. You know, traction was an old way we used to go after back pain. It seemed to make sense. You're on your feet all day long. You're crushing the discs between your vertebrae, and why not stretch them out? And, you know, I think one of the things is it kind of feels good. I mean, traction feels good when you have a back problem, and inversion tables can feel good. But for some reason, and a lot of chiropractors use all these fancy traction machines, and they have not been found to be worthwhile either because we are vertical beings. We flip right back up again, and you can only stay inverted for a short period of time. People with glaucoma, certain forms of hypertension should be very careful about inversion therapy. And then you're going right back. So how can 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half hour, however long you can stand being upside down, how can that be positive when you're going right back to being vertical, you know, for 90% of your waking hours? So I'm not too impressed, but that doesn't mean there's a lot that can be done for backs. You know, and while this is not evidence of efficacy, Consumer Reports, and a couple issues ago, did a thing on consumer satisfaction with different back treatments. It seems if anybody touches you, and it doesn't matter whether it's a massage or physical therapy, or, you know, even a chiropractor, that seems to be a better deal than, you know, getting pain pills from your doctor. Exercising, even body working techniques, you know, Alexander techniques, Feldenkrais, all these kinds of things seem positive. This is really a functional injury. You go to your doctor because back pain can also be gallbladder disease, prostate cancer, breast cancer, kidney disease, all kinds of things. You need to know that it's routine. So I haven't seen enough to make me want to recommend them. I guess that's the best answer. All right, that is the program. Please join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
Are you being hunted down by the IRS? Have they put liens on your home and bank account? Are you facing wage garnishments and more taxes than you could ever afford to pay? You can end this nightmare today. Get ready to write down a number that will give you the power to stand up to the IRS. One quick free call to Power Tax Relief is the beginning of the end of your IRS nightmare. Power Tax Relief has saved thousands of Americans millions of dollars. If you're afraid of losing everything, don't wait another day. Don't delay another hour. Call Power Tax Relief right now. Here's that number. 1-888-431-3399. That's your direct line to Power Tax Relief. Now you have the power to stand up to the IRS and end your tax nightmare. Call 1-888-431-3399. That's 1-888-431-3399. Call Power Tax Relief, the most trusted name in tax relief, because the relief is real. 1-888-431-3399. Call now. How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Apply. See store for details.
Okay, now I'm wondering whether it would be an honor to be nominated to the Supreme Court, which today made one of their sillier decisions. I'm Gil Gross. Tell you about it coming up in KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. 2 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Charles Gibson. President Obama is asking Congress to overhaul the tax code so that companies and individuals will know.